huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means taking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive but also profitable.
When you use your reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here. Do you ever experience sometimes overwhelming guilt? You know, you're working and you're feeling guilty that you're not with your family. You're resting and you're feeling guilty that you're not earning a living. And I think that can be a real internal struggle and wrestle for people. And I want to let you know that I feel it too a lot. And I wrote something about it and it's been getting quite a lot of debate on social media. And I wanted to read to you what I wrote. And then I've got 9 ways which I think will help you deal with this guilt. And by the way, quite a few people, I'd say probably 30 or 40 people have said publicly they don't ever experience any guilt. I politely don't believe you. Bollocks. Anyway, so here's what I wrote and then we'll go through the 9 ways. And also welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur podcast and live stream. All right, so every day, the guilt. Every day, guilt consumes me. This sounds like it's going to be a poem. When I'm working, guilt I'm not with my family. When I'm with my family, guilt that I'm not working. So many ideas and guilt that I'm not implementing them all. When I make money, the guilt that other people don't have any. When I start tasks, the guilt that I don't finish them. When I hurt people, the guilt of how I made them feel. When I fail, the guilt of the people that I've let down. I don't know if the guilt ever goes away, and sometimes it eats me up inside. But in a sadistic way, I think that it drives us to spend our time more wisely, to do the best we can, and to try our best to be kind to others. I think it's part of being human. Do you feel it too? And how do you deal with it? So I just did a couple of posts on social media about this, and I'd say it's probably got 70 or 80 comments so far, and seems to be going, viral is probably not the right word, but it's definitely getting a lot of comments. And so I've thought a lot about how we can deal with this together as entrepreneurs. Now, entrepreneurs and people who are running their own business and trying to balance kids and family life and everything else, I think we experience this a heck of a lot. And sometimes this can lead to depression and other things that I've talked about in other podcasts. So here are the 9 ways I think I can help you deal with it. So the first thing is, let's not deny it. You know, there are a lot of people that go, oh, I never feel guilty. Oh, you know, you just got to transcend guilt and, oh, feel happy and positive. Be grateful for everything you've got. Yes, be grateful for everything you've got. But I believe guilt is a human emotion. I believe that guilt is an emotion that serves a purpose and a function. And what is that purpose and function? Well, that's the second point. I believe that the purpose of guilt is to give us internal feedback to tell us that something isn't right in terms of where we're focusing our time. How we're serving humanity. Because you know internally the right thing to do at the right time. You know you've got a balanced family with social, with rest, with work, with earning money, to both serve yourself and serve humanity. And as such, if you get too extreme in any of those, guilt will be one of the emotions as feedback to get you to look at where you're spending your time. So it serves a function. Now, when I say every human being on the planet experiences guilt, well, I guess if there are pathological or psychological reasons why people might not experience anywhere near as much, then, that may be the caveat. Okay, so the third thing is, if you're too selfish or you're too selfless, guilt will be the feedback that will put you back into balance. because neither too selfish or selfless serves you, and therefore it doesn't serve humanity. If you're too selfish, we don't become interdependent, we become independent, which doesn't serve humanity. If you become too selfless, you self-negate. Again, you don't serve humanity or yourself. So you need to balance selfish with selfless. And I believe guilt is one of the emotions that's feedback. Now, guilt can, though, be a bit of an illusion, because we can feel necessary guilt, but then we can feel anticipatory guilt or anxiety guilt or fear guilt, you know, in anticipation of something not being right rather than it actually being right. So knowing the difference between when guilt is real and when it's anticipatory, I think, gives you the wisdom and the balance to, you know, so when some people do say, oh, well, guilt is an unnecessary emotion, I think anticipatory guilt, I'm going to feel guilty about something I'm going to do but I haven't done yet, then I think that's an unnecessary self-defeating emotion. Okay, so that leads me to point six then. And hello to all of you who've been saying hi. I'm not ignoring you. I'm just trying to read my notes and do the audio podcast at the same time. And Baz has said that guilt leads to procrastination. Exactly. And so this actually leads us nicely to point six. And point six is, when guilt turns into beating yourself up, freezing, procrastination, overwhelm, you know, all these emotions that kind of make you almost like a rabbit in the headlights, and you don't end up knowing what to do because you're just stuck. Then you feel even more guilt. So the guilt compounds. You feel guilty for feeling guilty. And in that regard, it doesn't serve you. And I think that links back to the last point is, understanding when guilt serves you and when guilt is anticipatory or fear or doesn't serve you or freezes you. So the next point is like a plan of action, if you like. Now, I believe you probably want to balance making money, running your business, doing your passions, your profession, your hobbies, your vocation, your vacation, your family. I believe you probably do, in your own way, want to balance those forces in your life to feel complete. Now, if you plan all of those in your diary, I'm writing a book at the moment. I've got, 8 chapters left. It'll be done in 24 or 48 hours. And it's called Routine Equals Results. And if you plan in your diary, plan date night, you plan time with your kids, you plan time to do your key result areas, your key life areas, you plan time to do your meetings. And it sounds weird to plan your social, because people are like, oh, well, I just want to be spontaneous and natural. Well, you might never see your family if you're just planning in work stuff. You plan in your gym, you plan in your travel and your holidays. If you plan that all in, I believe that reduces a lot of the guilt. Because if, say, for your example, you're working really hard for 3 hours. I've been working for the first 2 hours of this morning on my book, and I've got 3 chapters done. I was really pleased. Now, I'd feel guilty if I was working on my book all day, but I've got booked in about 45 minutes, golf with Bobby from 10 till 12. Then I've got meetings booked in 12:30 till 2:30. And then I've got time booked in with Gemma this evening. So I'm not feeling guilty when I'm doing my book, because I know I'm going to be playing golf with my son in a couple of hours, etc. So when you plan your time well, you have your rocks, your pebbles, your sand, which I'm writing about in my book, Routine Equals Results, then you don't feel guilty. And Ophelia said here, I feel guilty as a mom, a wife, an entrepreneur. Yeah, you're trying to raise kids, be a good wife, make some money, do the things that you want to do with your life, not just being a mum, which of course is important, but sometimes you want to do things for you. So compartmentalizing your diary and planning in all of these key life areas, key result areas. Oops, just hit the microphone, sorry. That will remove a lot of the guilt. And of course, it's better planning. Okay, number seven then, I think, and I know I struggle with this, and that is to love and accept yourself for who you are. I'm always wanting to be more things to more people. I feel the pressure of, like my whole family rely on me in the business, including, many of my extended family, and I can feel pressure. I want to be great at everything, even though I know I can't be. And sometimes I beat myself up and I can never be happy with who I am. When you're happy with who you are, you know you can't be all things to all people. You can't be great at everything, but you've got a purpose and a function, and you're great at what you're great at, and you're not great at what you're not great at. In that regard, I think a lot of the guilt goes. Hey, Johnny, how are you doing? Johnny's been a friend of mine for, a decade, is it, Johnny? Johnny was one of my very first mentors. So nice of you to be tuning in, Johnny. But yeah, sometimes the world's going to beat us up. The world's going to do a good job of that. So we don't need to be doing it to ourselves. And I think we stop doing that, we get rid of a lot of the guilt. Not all of the guilt. Remember, the guilt serves a function. Which leads me to the last point then, which is, don't try and be all things to all people. Just, being who you really are. There's a lot of buzzwords like being authentic and having integrity. And whilst they can be buzzwords, I just think, ultimately, what are you good at and what do you love about yourself? What do you accept that you're not good at and what do you let go of? I think that is being authentic and having integrity. And I don't think people often explain it in that way. They're often a bit spiritual or fluffy about it. But, you know, it's not egotistical to say, hey, I'm good at this and I own this and I'm proud of myself about this. And it's very self-aware to say, hey, you know what? I should stop trying to be that. I should stop trying to do that. Because, you know, otherwise you spread yourself really thin and then you just feel guilty about absolutely everything. And the things that you are good at, you become bad at. And the things that you're bad at, you're holding on, trying to get better at it. And you'll never be good at that. Okay, so let me just summarize the 9 things I think that will help alleviate your guilt. I want to let you know that guilt is a normal part of life. It's a normal part of running a business. It's a normal part of trying to balance all the forces in your life. Don't beat yourself up about it. I feel it a lot. I certainly am sensitive to how my wife feels, and I feel if she's overwhelmed with something, I take that on and feel guilty that I could be helping more, even though I know my function in our family dynamic. And if I did everything that she did, she wouldn't feel better because she'd kind of want me to piss off and get out of the way. But then, you know, we wouldn't have our empire built and we wouldn't be able to do the things that we can do. So I guess knowing your function and your role is really important. So the 9 things you can do, quick summary, don't deny guilt. Everyone feels it. And those people who say they never feel it, I challenge that they're not that self-aware. 2, understand its function and purpose. It's feedback to ensure you're doing the right things and you're balancing your life well. 3, know that if you're too selfless or too selfish, you will feel guilt as feedback to get back into balance. Know the difference between guilt as feedback and emotional benefit and guilt as anticipatory fear or anxiety or worry. And, you know, because what you don't want to do is feel guilty about feeling guilty and then compound the emotion. Now, the next one is plan and compartmentalize your time to balance all of your key life areas and key result areas such that you don't feel guilty about doing one thing because, you know, you've got the next thing coming up. And when you start beating yourself up, that's when the guilt is not serving you. So stop doing that. Love and accept yourself for who you are. Love and own what your skills and traits are of greatness and let go of and accept what you're not good at. Balance, you know, I guess confidence with humility, and I think that'll serve you well. Let go of what you can't control because you can't control it. Just let it go and don't try and be all things to all people. Just try and be who you are. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. And if you're watching the live feed video, make sure you subscribe to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast on Audible, Stitcher, iTunes. No, not Audible, that's my audiobooks. iTunes, Stitcher, and now TuneIn Radio. And have a great day.